They say people who exercise regularly have fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety than those who don't. Exercise promotes chemicals in the brain that improve your mood and make you more relaxed. Specifically, the brain releases feel-good chemicals called endorphins throughout the body. Physical activity reduces anxiety and a depressed mood, and it enhances self-esteem. Joining us on the line, we have Imran Abbas, who's an engineer by profession. He competes in the Ironman competitions and he has started his own cycling club. Imran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, thanks for having me.
What about exercise in this weather? Does it warm you up? Does it warm up your mood?
It's definitely one way to warm up. It definitely warms up the mood as well. I mean, you highlighted the endorphins created with exercise, so definitely. I mean, in your body, you also have something called serotonin, which definitely helps you regulate your mood, your sleep, also appetite. I mean, the wife says I eat a lot when I exercise, so it definitely improves all of that.
What about indoor exercise versus outdoor, right? In weather like this, would you recommend that it's better you get onto your treadmill or your exercise bike rather than going for a run around the block? What are the differences in this kind of weather and even in ordinary, normal weather?
Yeah, there's always a debate on indoor versus outdoor. I mean, but at the end of the day, outdoor is far, I mean, always better. I mean, currently with in the 20th century, if you look at it, 90% of our time we already spend in indoor, whether you're talking of work, traveling with the bus, etc. So open air is still the best for stress levels, vitamin D, you boost your immune system, you're happier with nature. But, I mean, we've been challenged, obviously, the last 18 months and now, like you say, with the cold front, etc. So the indoor is an alternative to it, but there's many ways to obviously make indoors the same fun. You can create groups indoor, you can create Zoom exercises, you can create Zwift classes, chat to each other while you're in your own comfort of your own gym at home or your lounge or in front of your TV. So there's many ways to change it. I mean, it's very difficult and not so motivating to get up and just go downstairs in your gym and try to do it yourself. But if you've got a group class created, that helps you a lot. So although indoor is not as good as outdoor, times like this, like today as well with the heavy cold front, it's definitely something you can look at.
Now, when we talk about exercise, perhaps people start to visualize, you know, some heavy, intense activities. People doing a couple of hundred sit-ups or push-ups or pumping iron, as they would say, heavy weights. What are some of the simple exercises that can have a physical, mental, and emotional impact?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, a simple walk in the park, you walk the dog. So you don't even have to run. You can use some of these park run routes that's across Africa, across South Africa, that's been created as well. But just take a walk on it. So that's something you can do. Just all you need is put your tracksuit on, a set of tackies, and you just go for a walk. But even indoor, I mean, you know, you can do 15, 20-minute stretching before you sleep or on the bed as well. A lot of us go and make coffee or tea, and while waiting for the water to boil, there's 5 to 8 minutes stretching exercise that can be done. So it doesn't have to be intense. It doesn't have to be pumping iron. It doesn't have to be intense aerobics. Definitely not.
Well, what's green exercise? There's a lot of talk about that these days.
Yeah, green is similar to outdoor exercise, but green exercise is more relative to a natural place. So in parks, you would see as well, our government has started creating sort of gyms by the beaches. I mean, if you go to Durban or Cape Town front, the waterfront, etc., you have these gyms created outdoor. But there's no electronics or anything, so you're utilizing body weight, but it's in a natural environment. So again, like I said, on your indoor versus outdoor, this is your outdoor creators here, and doing green exercise with with limited electronics, etc., but purely in nature, utilizing your own body weight, these gym exercises are done obviously on the natural outside.
Finally then, I mean, for those who are potato couchers, who haven't exercised in years, who are struggling to find the motivation, what baby steps would you suggest?
I think I would use my wife as an example. I mean, I've always done the last 10, 15, 20 years, actually, I've been doing some sort of exercise, whether it was running, comrades, Ironman. And she was not into exercising, but we started her on basically a spinning bike and do a 10, 15-minute exercise. Now she can run a 21K run. She bikes, she tandems, she mountain bikes. But it starts on very slowly. I mean, like I say, start with 3 times a week. You don't have to do it 7 days a week. Even if you start on the first month once a week, that's a start. And you can do shorter intervals. You don't have to go and do a 3-hour bike ride or a full 21K marathon. I mean, especially with running, you always start 1 kilometer is enough for the first 3 weeks. One, then you build it up. So you don't get that. The mistake a lot of us do is, I'm feeling good, I want to go run, I'm going to run with a buddy, and then I go do a 5 or 10K. Then your bones are aching, you injure yourself. You need to build the base. If you don't build the base, you will get injured, and then you say, the sport is not for me, running is not for me. It's actually for everyone. Just do it right. Don't rush into it. Take it easy. That's the main thing on running, or on any of the sports, actually.
Right. Imran, shukran so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It
was Imran Abbas. He competes in Ironman competitions. He started his own cycling club. And he was talking to us about exercise and mood upliftment. So, if you want to warm yourself up, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well, do so by exercising indoors, at least. During the course of today. It'll make a difference.